Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. Good morning, everybody. It's Ishai Breslauer. I hope you guys are doing beautiful and fantastic, and we're ready for the weekend. First of all, I'll welcome you to the CRE Shark Eye Show. CRE Shark Eye Show. Why do we call it Shark Eye Show? Because in real estate, you have to be a shark and you have to have a shark eye in order to find the right deal, right? Okay, so now what I want to do is the following. We want to basically discuss today. When we go to the weekend, I go a little bit into something a little lighter. Usually on Mondays, again, I go into, I dive deep into a certain type of a deal or certain type of a market type of an asset class, and then we'd like sort of dig down and do that. We had a beautiful Monday this time. We had actually a show. You want to check out the previous show? We had a show with Dave Seymour from Freedom Venture, and that was a fantastic show. You guys should check it out. It was really great. We really drilled down into multifamily asset class, and we really drilled down into what opportunities today are what's going on today in the market. Today, what I want to discuss, and on Thursdays, again, something lighter, something more inspirational. We're going for the weekend. Our brain is a little bit, you know, even though we love what we do, we are pumped and we don't go to the weekend like, oh, I hate my job, but we love what we do. But we still, our body, our soul, our spirit needs to be rejuvenated, needs to be, how would I say, we need to lift our spirit up by going back to our families and just, you know, pick ourselves up spiritually. And call it whatever you want. So here we go. And what I want to do today is just to discuss a little bit the fact of what I learned. Is there a thing called kindness in business? And in Yiddish, there is there's a term called Menschlichkeit, and that means to be a kind person. That means, can you be a kind person in business? Because we all get this notion, and we all learn about being ruthless and being a person that you don't see from here to there, and you got to be tough, and you shouldn't look left or right, and you have to be very focused, and actually sometimes like being a semi-trailer kind of. By the way, thank you, Casey Flannery, for writing that. You can see and hear us and hear me. So thank you so much. But basically, what I want to dig in is there only ruthlessness in business, or there also kindness? Is there kindness in business? So let me tell you the way I see it and the way I learned it. When you go to a major corporation, okay, and you start with a major corporation, because the best way to learn how to conduct business is to learn from the top people. And that's what we do. We model after those top people who do major businesses. If you're in real estate like us, you see those major, landlords, CEOs, owners of those big corporations, developers, operators, major companies. And you learn from them, or major funds, and you learn from them how they conduct themselves. So the one major thing that I saw, and this goes to everybody, okay? This goes to everyone. One major thing that I saw was people that are not at the very top, okay? People that are not at the very top many times tend to show how powerful they are. And that's something that we all do, okay? If you go to a certain meeting in an organization, you're going to sit around a big table with a lot of people many times. And the more people you have, everybody wants to show how legitimate they are and how powerful they are in their organization, okay? And that is understood. Why is that understood? Because people want to keep their jobs. They want to get a raise. They want to make sure that they are appreciated and that their colleagues or bosses are looking at them and saying, I'm happy I have this person in my right, in my right side. So you have to speak up. You have to be that person. But there's a fine line between being very focused on what you have to do and also being kind, okay? And many times we watch all these movies about, business and put that coffee down and, always be closing and all these sentences. And we forget that in reality, people are people, and they need people are people, and they need to feel significant, and they need to feel important, and they want to feel that people care about them, no matter who they are. Okay, and you have different types of people. You have this person who doesn't care that much about it, and you have that person who cares a lot more about it. But we're all people, and they're all there. Okay, in all levels. So the key, I think, to do that is to be able to sort of maneuver and being able to do both. I'll give you a live example, okay? I can't go into details in telling you who and what and why, but I'll tell you what I learned. Basically, when you go, I'll give you an example. I went to several meetings, and I sat down in those meetings, okay? And there are many, many examples. Sat down in those meetings. Here comes the CFO. Here comes the CMO. Here comes the COO. Here comes another director, another partner, another, you know, I would say high executive level person who is coming with his agenda. It could be somewhere even lower. It could be an acquisition manager, someone who has some say or more than some say, okay, in the organization. And they come and they make a point of showing how important they are. And that means they come and say to you, what exactly do you do? You tell about yourself. And then they say, oh, so you don't do that. You do it this way. You don't do it that way. Meaning you're not that important. You're not that great. We are greater than you. And or they have this, how do you say, they make a point to show you that they're not going to take your deal or do a deal with you because you're not that important, but they do it in a way that shows that how they are big. Having said all that, all these guys are employees, okay? Are employees, and we've all been there. And all these guys are employees, and they may be very important for the organization and so on and so forth, but they don't own the company. Meaning if tomorrow the company tells them goodbye in some way, in one way or another, and that's all of us, it's everyone. If the company says goodbye to those people, then they can't tell you, oh, you're not that important anymore. They lose that backing. How many times we felt so important because we had this title and we had this big company in the back of us, and we thought that we are, how do you say, the master of the world because we have that. And then in one day, you lose the title, you lose the company, whether you left, you chose to leave, or you were fired, or it wasn't a good fit for whatever reason. Fired is a big word. Well, you know, I don't think I experienced that many times, but I'm saying many times we did experience movement, and because we chose to move or we chose to change things. So what do you do when that occurs? What do you do when that happens? And the key is that all of a sudden, people who think, wow, he's right there, wow, he's important, they stop calling you. And you say, okay, what happened? And the answer is very simple. The answer is very simple. The answer is you don't belong to that organization that gives you that backing anymore. You're just one-man show, doesn't have anything. So that's something that has to give everyone humility. Everyone who steps into a meeting, and then there's the person who stands right in front of them and saying to them, listen, what I want to do is business with you in this way or that way or the other way. And that person who sits in the other end of the table would tell you, we won't do business with you because you are not important enough, or you are not cool enough, or you are not significant enough, or you are not the type we do business with. And I don't have time for you, this is not a good deal for us. Thank you and goodbye. There's a way to talk, right? Not those people who say those things unknowingly, they could be out of where they are right now, or they could lose it. Or even if they own it, they could just, how to say, lose the power over that company or whatever. You have to be kind. You have to know that you are not in full control. There's a bigger thing than you. We call it God. Some people call it universe, whatever it is. But you have to be humble. And that's the point. You got to be humble. You can't be an arrogant guy. And that's one thing that I always, always experience. And going back to that, how do you say, those examples that I spoke about. When we sit around the table and then comes this cocky person who is not the most important person in the company or not even close. Okay. And he tells you all kind of things that are a little nasty. Like, we don't care about you. We saw it in movies, by the way. And this is not so important. And then comes in the owner, a person who is a bit older, usually, a person who has gone through things in life and in business also. And he comes in and he is all smiles and he's courteous. And he's asking, how are you? How did you get here? And how is your flight or your drive or your train ride? It doesn't matter. And if you want to drink something, and he asks everybody in the room, did you offer him something to drink? Do you want something else? Do you need a bathroom? Do you need this? I don't know what. But first caring about the person. And before we talk business, of course we're getting to business. Of course we're getting into what is the deal doing and so on and so forth. But being a mensch, being a person who cares is key. Who would you want to do business with when you would talk especially about real estate or commercial real estate, where every single business that we do is a long-term thing? Even if we buy something and goodbye, we want to be able to come back. Maybe we'll do a joint venture with that person in the future. Maybe we will be an LP or a GP with that person, limited partner, general partner, for those who don't understand. Maybe we will buy more properties through that person. Maybe he will offer us more things. Whatever it is, you can't mock a person. You can't go and say, you're not important enough for me, right? And therefore, that's what I learned from those, I would say, top people. They enter the room and they first care about you as a person. And they talk to you a little bit. And this small talk is not a sales small talk, like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, you're great. I'm great. No, it's, how are you? Where are you from? Usually when you enter, those people are many times older. And I saw it very little with people who are younger, but I saw it very few times. And that's what I learned from them. And the key thing that I learned is that anyone who I meet, and I'm not in that position, I'm not that great, as we call it, not yet at least, but anyone who I meet with, the first thing I make sure I do is I ask about the person. How are you? What's your name? Where are you from? Sometimes they look at me like I'm weird. Like, why don't you talk about business? I say, we'll talk about business. We'll get to And when we talk of business, we talk business. But beforehand, you have to see who you're dealing with. Who is the person that is sitting in front of you? What is he going through? People have feelings. People are emotional beings. We have to care about each other. And the first thing that we do with business, when I want to engage in business with a person, and especially when it's a long-term thing, like it's joining as an investment group or leading them, the investor, meaning I'm going to be married with that person, with that guy or with that lady or with whoever it is. I'm going to be with them for a long time. And the question is, do I want to? And wouldn't it be a lot more pleasant? Yes, it's important to know what their expectations, what their IRR expectations, and what they are, how to say, what do they expect? They want a long-term hold or a short-term hold? They like a value-add deal or a core deal, an income-producing deal, call it whatever you want. What do they want? It's important. It's all important. Are they more into retail or into multifamily? This type of units, those type of, this area, that area, are we fitting? Can we work together? Whatever it is. These are all very important, and we can't do business without knowing all those things. But wouldn't you prefer doing business and being able to call a person that you have a conversation with that cares about you as a person? Wouldn't it be easier? Meaning, if I had a person, I don't know about you, but think about it. If I had a person who's sitting right in front of me, who the criterias are pretty similar, and we could work together. And he is not that, I got nothing personal with him. Meaning, I see that they could work, they have a good track record, and they're okay, I could do business with them. But, you know, there's nothing between me and him. And on the other hand, they have the same type of situation, a person who has pretty much the same idea, good business, good track record, good everything, and we have a great rapport. Who do you think I'm going to do business with? Who do you think I'm going to do business with? What do you think? So the answer is very simple. People don't put a point, don't put the emphasis, don't put, how to say, they don't they don't think it's important enough to be what we call a mentor in business, to be a person who cares in business. They think that the ruthlessness and the ego and all those things are more important than that. And the answer is absolutely not. You have to be a professional and an expert in your field without a doubt. And that's a different topic. Well, I'll discuss it separately. And you have to be a person. People want to do business with people. And that's what is important. You have to understand that, and we have to understand it. I have to tell myself that all the time. But that is so important. I learned about those top people so much that they, when they see you in the streets or in an event, they hold you like, you know what, like they hold you in your arm, right? They hold you in your arm, and like, because they are in the middle of talking to someone else and they want to show you that you're important. They know that they are in that high position. They know that they are the top lion, top dog, call it whatever you want. But they don't want to let you go saying, and that happens to me with young guys all the time. I come and say hi and says, like, I'm in the middle here, later. Or, hey, hi. It's like sort of, you're not important enough for this conversation. There's a way to do it. You say, hey, how are you? Let me just finish. Right? Like that. But the, if an older person, especially those people that are in high positions, hold your arm, show that you care about that person. I want to talk to you. I can't talk to you this moment, but I want to talk to you in a few minutes. That is mastery. That is not only people mastery, that is business mastery. How many times, I don't remember which was, which one was that, Charles Schwab, or I'm talking about Charles Schwab, the old Charles Schwab that worked for Dale Carnegie, Andrew Carnegie. Dale Carnegie is the speaker. Andrew Carnegie is that big mogul that was in the early 1900s, late 1800s. And Charles Schwab, I think it was him. Don't cat me on the word, but I think Charles Schwab was the one who was the president of the steel company, meaning I know he was the president of the steel company, but I think that story was about him. And the story goes, and I think it's in the book I think it's in Dale Carnegie's book or it's in Think and Grow Rich. I can't remember which book it was, but don't catch me on that one. The story goes that there are workers who sit in the, you know, they work in the factory and they are smoking or doing something that is not right. I can't remember what they were doing, eating, smoking, doing something that was not favorable by whoever went, if it was Charles Schwab or someone else. And he goes down there and instead of telling them, guys, you can't smoke here, I'm sorry, and being the bad guy, he came out and I think he pulls out a cigarette or something and became a human being, a friendly person, and went down to earth. And then he told them, guys, I hope you have a beautiful day. Just please, if you need to smoke next time, don't do it here. Do it outside. What do you think would work better? What do you think would work better? To use respect to other people or mock them or show that you're more important? Who would come back again? And top people, and that's what I learned from them, they respect you. They want to hear your story. They want to appreciate you. You never know who will get where. You have to respect every single person. There's a saying in the saying of our fathers in the Jewish scriptures, it's called the Pirkei Avos, what we call the chapters of our fathers. And it says that there's no person that doesn't have a place. There's no person that doesn't have a place. And there's no person who won't have this his opportunity. You have to respect everyone because you never know who this person that you're sitting right in front of would become. Maybe this person would become your next boss. Maybe this person would become your next partner. Maybe this person would become the next big influencer or the big top CEO or top landlord, top something, and you will want and need him in the next time around. Never treat people like you are more and you are like in a higher level. Treat them with respect. And that's what I learned from those top people. So if we learn about that, what we learn about that lesson, and Thursdays, again, I talk about things that we take with us to the weekend to implement that will cost, that will come into our brain and to basically influence us and to be better people, okay? And better business people by taking a good concept or a good lesson and moving forward with that and learning from that. So with that, I want to tell you, have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy your weekend. If you celebrate Shabbos, have a good Shabbos. Okay, guys, take care of yourselves. I'll see you on Monday. Take care. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.